excellence instead of perfectionism, because when you're trying to be a perfectionist, it's going to create frustration, where excellence means you're doing the best that you can be. And I am going to tell everybody up front, the truth is, no matter what bad habits you want to break, you are going to fall off the wagon. That is not even up for discussion. It will happen. You are human. And instead of beating yourself up about that, what you really need to do is be loving to yourself and kind to yourself and just get back on the wagon. I think a lot of us add to our own problems by being so critical of ourselves. So you've fallen off the wagon and you've acted on your old habit and you fall back into unproductive behaviors, and then you feel guilty and you beat yourself up. I want you to think of the pain you've caused yourself when you're constantly judging and evaluating. You have to think more and remind yourself that you are not your behavior, and that when you feel bad and you find fault with yourself, that you're actually empowering your old habits and you're empowering your faults. See, what you focus on determines your emotions. So when you feel good, you're willing to try new things. When you feel bad, you'll give up in frustration. Now, a lot of people are not great risk takers because they have tried something in the past and it didn't work out. And a lot of people are afraid to even mention the word risk because they associate risk with pain. Now, I really want you to clean your brain out of that old programming and think about this. In reality, for you to be in control of your own destiny, you have to be willing to be an actor in life versus a reactor to life. This means you're going to have to risk failure in order to grow. You know, people who make no mistakes, truthfully, don't take any risk. And they never allow themselves any opportunity to stretch and grow and use their potential and, you know, create new positive habits and get rid of old habits. You see, every experience that you have will give you resources, references, and teaches you valuable information on which you can draw from. So when you fall off the wagon, folks, you go, aha, that environment may, you know, I got weak there, or that person influenced me, or that unresourceful mood that I was in, or, you know, you can just start to analyze what environment you were in, who was influencing you, what kind of mood and attitude you were in when you fell off the wagon. So I think it's important that you are aware to that it is going to feel kind of uncomfortable to break habits. You've got to be willing to risk feeling uncomfortable for a short time to create a better future. And let's face it, you know, you don't know anyone on this earth who hasn't failed at something. And one of my favorite authors, Napoleon Hill, the author of Think and Grow Rich, said, if you make a plan that fails, make another plan. If that plan fails, make another plan. The only people who fail in life are the ones who give up. And what I'm really saying here, folks, about breaking habits is you've probably tried 100 times. Some of you, maybe even more than that. But this is a new year. This is a new time. This is a new decision. This is a new motivation. And you're the one who has to give yourself permission that this is the life that you want, that you want to finally reach the weight that you want and stick there, that you finally want to start that exercise program or you want to get rid of something. And again, you've got to be kind and loving to yourself, that knowing up front when you start something that you're going to fall off the wagon, and do not allow falling off that wagon that moment at that time to derail you so much that you don't get back on. I always think it's more important to think of progress rather than perfection about breaking habits. So reformat your thinking for a moment. You need your past mistakes or behaviors to use as information to be able to correct and improve your present and future behavior. You see, the only way we learn is having feedback based on trial and error. Simply put, Making mistakes is essential because each mistake that we correct makes us wiser and allows us to move closer and closer to the new person we want to become. I think when you think like this, you will have a clearer head and you'll have what I call the skill of awareness. And so when you start to make decisions from a point of view of power to decide what actions to take, in other words, eat the chocolate cake, not eat the chocolate cake, what happens is when we have a clear head, we decide what action to take or not to take instead of reacting from a habitual response of doing it, and we always do that when we're stressed out, or when we get in that environment, we do it, or when we're around those people, we do it. So the emphasis of your life should be on developing the vision of seeing yourself in the future as you want to be, to see beyond the negative habit or behavior, and to literally develop the mental control over your own emotions, start to feel your own power, and assume responsibility for your future. So let me give you an example. I would like for you to identify either a habit that you've broken in the past that you became successful at, or something or some big challenge that you overcame. And I want you to remember that. And the more you can go in detail of how you overcame a big challenge and how you felt afterwards. Now, I want you to gather those feelings and those thoughts so when you're getting ready to create your plan of action to break these bad habits, that you have a reference point in your brain that you've done it before, you can do it again. I remember when I lost that 14 pounds and quit smoking, I cannot tell you. I was like floating on the air with confidence. I could get in all my clothes. I didn't feel a slave to cigarettes. I was saving money. I actually felt very smug and towards other people who were smoking, I mean, at the time. But I felt invincible. And every time I had any kind of risk come up or challenge come up, I would say to myself, well, you know, so what? You know, I quit smoking and I lost 14 pounds at exactly the same time. Now, that was a number of years ago. And, you know, after the holidays or a big vacation and, a few pounds start to creep back up on you, and I have to go back on a very dedicated eating plan. And for me, it's a low-carb plan because bread and pasta immediately just like to, you know, make me a little bit heavier than I want it to be. So when I want to eliminate all those things, I remember that time where I lost that weight and quit the smoking and how invincible I felt. And I always say to myself, well, I've done it before. Heck, I can do it again. And again, we're going right back into that attitude of, with that reference of, I've done it before, I can do it again. And I promise you folks, you know, because I coach with people so much and they share the most intimate things with me, most people's bugaboo in life, the thing that holds them down from great success, great prosperity, great happiness, good marriages, good relationships, is their own lack of belief in their self, their poor self-esteem, or poor body images. And once they can correct those things, they just feel like $1 million. And so this is a new year. Why not give yourself to the ability to really have gusto in life and feel fantastic and get rid of these nagging bad habits that have just really brought your self-esteem down and your confidence down and that holds you back from being more social and, you know, participating in sports or whatever it is you want to do that you hold yourself back from. My gosh, I talked to this woman the other day who wouldn't go to the gym because she said, you know, I'm so heavy and when I get in gym clothes, I'm so embarrassed. I said, well, then, you know, go buy some videos, get a personal trainer, you know, don't let that hold you back. There is a solution to every problem. If there's a problem, there's a solution. And most of your problems that you have are, you know, really your own imagination of what somebody else thinks. The truth, and I really want you to hear this, folks, Everybody is so preoccupied.